More as we continue to move along, let's talk about, I love talking about electric cars. You know, everybody thinks this is all some left-wing, Green New Deal. I know a lot of conservative friends of mine, Raj, that love the, well, you like them, don't you?
I think they're the best defense,
wave of the future?
The best defense we have against funding radical terrorism around the world.
Well, I was looking more for the consumers for Americans, but okay, you know, we'll take it. Anyway.
It affects our economy if we have to fight terrorist wars.
I don't buy more into that, but that's okay. I'll take it. Ebo Insua is with the Advanced Energy Economy. Ebo, in Florida, there has been some legislation we've covered on the show with your y'all's group about electric cars. What are we seeing now? Are electric cars starting to make a market where the marketplace is buying more? And by the way, charging stations. I mean, as a business owner, this to me would be a gold mine, would it not?
No, yeah, man. Ed, you're 100% right, man. And I appreciate you guys having me on. Seriously, I really do.
Yeah.
Love your show. And no, electric vehicles are the future, man. Especially, you know, electric vehicles, electric school buses. You're seeing them throughout the whole nation. In fact, in Maryland, just a month ago, Montgomery County Public Schools announced that they're purchasing the largest electric bus fleet in the nation. You know, with the legislature passing SB 7018 last year, you know, we're seeing a lot more electric charging vehicles being planned and a lot more coming out in the state of Florida. The governor actually just proposed his budget about a month ago, and it allocates $30 million for the implementation of the state mitigation plan, which essentially would, one, reduce diesel emissions, and two, provide funds for electric school buses and charging infrastructure. In a state like Florida, you can never have too much with all of our with all of our highways and our interstate as well. So, you know, the intent by Governor DeSantis is there, but now it's time for the legislature and the rest of the state to catch up.
So the governor, as you said, is going to propose $30 million for the implementation of a state mitigation plan. Now, that caught my attention. When somebody says the word mitigate, that could be cost, could be regulations. That could sometimes, as you know, Ebo, I'm always getting his name. I'm sorry, man. Ebo, that can be long term before things start moving forward. Tell me what this is about.
Yeah. So honestly, it's about being more proactive than reactive. You know, we've seen what happens in other states when disaster strikes, and it's really important that us as a state like Florida with hurricanes and with other natural disasters that can come along, it's really important that we get one step ahead of it and we start to build out a plan for the future. So that's definitely one step in the right direction. But like I said, you know, it's really time for the legislature to take a look at resiliency and some of the things that we can do in order to better help our residents.
Now, is this a look, we're going to go down this road? If you talk about electric school buses, this is kind of interesting. Is this something that do you guys talk about this with local school districts, or is this something that usually goes to the state level first and then it's out? I mean, because each school district may not go along with this. Is the conversation going forward with local school districts to look at this idea?
Yeah, no, and it definitely is. You know, there's people on the ground who are actually talking at a local level and at a county level to different school systems and different schools and trying to get a better idea of what they need. And, you know, the thought and survey after survey shows, you know, Floridians want more clean or advanced energy. They want more electric vehicles. They want more electric school buses. So now it's about trying to meet that need and meet that demand since the market is still young and growing.
Talk to me. The idea is not new when it comes to, for example, solar panel. Are we seeing more houses starting to go down where, again, I mean, the government could be giving, you know, some of these groups, companies, you know, rebates. We saw that back in the late 2000s. We're starting to see more of solar panel. Is this becoming more of a demand from the consumer and builder side? Because we don't hear much about that anymore.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. You're seeing it a lot more. But I think you're seeing it actually more with local government, schools, and businesses trying to get the benefits of advanced energy as well. And like you said, the rebates are one way to do it, but also trying to look at consumer education, some financial incentives. The state actually has the ability to really stimulate more investments in a lot of advanced energy in a lot of advanced energy areas throughout the state.
You know, every year we know, Ebo, when we cover state legislative stuff. Sometimes, okay, it sounds promising, then it doesn't go forward. When we're talking, I mean, you guys got so much here when it comes to, of course, electric vehicles. You have the idea also about renewable energy. Is a lot of this going to be discussed, or if you had to put a percentages from what you guys want to see furthermore of your all's when it comes to the group Advanced Energy Economy, on a scale of 1 to 10, what are we looking at? Maybe a 7 or 8, a lot of this will be discussed, or is the big one more about electric vehicles?
No, so we are actually seeing this being discussed a little bit more. I'd probably say it's probably around a 7 or a 6. But it's definitely coming up a lot more. You know, throughout the, since session just started, you'll see a slew of bills that are coming in that have to do with resiliency and renewable energy and electric vehicles as well. So the attention is there, but now it's time to have those real nitty gritty conversations and to bring it to the forefront.
Wow. Let me see. We could have a cold storage warehouse in Jacksonville. I'm looking at some of the things here. What is it? Is the idea with your group here, when it comes, and I'm looking at so much that you guys have here in front of me that you want to push, the electric vehicles is a top one, electric school buses, charging stations. Are we seeing more of it more? I mean, where are we seeing a lot of these popping up here in Florida?
Yeah, so the biggest thing, honestly, is on those disaster highways. When you're going up the interstate, you know, it's, like I said before, Florida is a state that we get hurricanes, we get bad weather. People sometimes have to evacuate, right?
Right.
If you're going up 10, or if you're going down, or if you're going down 75 to get to Georgia or wherever you're going, you don't want to have the risk and the worry of not knowing if you can charge your state, charge your electric vehicle on the road. Which is why we're really trying to see more of those on those I-4 on those corridors that are going up and down the state. So that's definitely one area you're going to see. At least the thought of a lot more charging stations in the state.
Hey, Ebo, listen, knowing some of the going on I-10 from Tallahassee to Jacksonville and other areas, I don't want to pull off, period, if you get what I'm saying. But anyway, a little inside joke, but you know what I'm talking about. Go ahead, Roger.
Hello, this is Roger. I've got a question. How is the technology advanced with respect to rapid charging? If you're going down the highway, you're evacuating, you find your battery's low, how long is it going to take for you to have to sit there for your car to have to recharge?
Yeah, so each level has its own timing. Some DC fast charging or direct connect fast charging stations, you can usually get it done in anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes or so.
Okay,
so it really depends. And you know, technology is improving every day. You know, back in the day, they were really looking at prices of batteries, and that was kind of one of the things that that people were kind of wary of. But now, even to this day, the price parity of electric vehicles is actually becoming more comparable to internal combustion vehicles.
Yeah, well, that's good. 20 minutes, that's that's a big jump.
That's a
from the
huge
last
thing,
we heard.
Yeah,
we used to think it would be an all-night proposition, you know?
Yeah, it's like you've ever done an hour,
you know,
back in the day.
Which I was willing to, you know, accept and embrace, knowing that technology always improves if it's out on the market. If you just say we're going to wait for it to develop, then it'll never develop.
Elbow, are a lot of these, when you look at the charging stations, is the government going to be like, there's incentives, you know, for businesses? Are they going to be on a high to get things going down the road? And what about businesses? I mean, to me, it's a money-making thing. Is there a partnership there? Is the government going to be allowing more incentives? Or is there, as you say, the more the mitigation, is there more red tape to this?
So they should be, you know, should be able to help these local government, schools, and families take advantage of it. You know, it's really time to create a partnership and kind of get it going. You know, Florida still lags behind many other states in encouraging energy efficiency and advanced energy and electric vehicles. You know, and this really leaves behind households, businesses, and schools across the state. You know, there's plenty of the need and the want is there. So now it's time for us to keep up and get it going.
Well, I like this. Go ahead, Raj.
I was going to ask you
I got about a minute.
Real quick question in there. Ed drives a gas hog, Ford F-150.
I do not.
He probably has to pay $50 to fill up his
funny
truck. How much does it cost to charge up an electric car, the popular one out right now, for example, like the Model 3 or the Nissan Leaf? How much does this car cost an additional electric
bill? What is he, car and driver today, man?
He's the expert.
So honestly, it really depends. There's different charging stations you can go to that are owned by different companies. So each one it really depends to see, you know, where you're charging, who you're charging with. And that's another thing that we were actually going to talk about, you know, in order for utilities and companies to charge more. They're each charging their own amount for essentially, quote unquote, filling up your vehicle. So it really does, it depends on what you're driving, who you're with, and that's why we kind of want to open up the market even more to allow for more options for consumers.
All right. Well, I like the topic, and it's always one of these that I always find interesting here. With the advanced energy economy, Ebo Nsua. Did I get it right?
Close.
Yep, Ebo Nsua.
Ebo Nsua. So anyways, Ebo, hey, good to have you on today.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me, man. Anytime you guys want to talk about electric vehicles, any type of advanced energy in the state, let me know.
Serious. I find this as an interesting topic and see where it goes next, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly. And like you said, Ed, you know, this isn't a left issue. This isn't a right issue.
Correct.
This is a consumer issue.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you. All right. So go take a look at them and go to Advanced Energy Economy and to see where a lot of this goes over the next next couple of months. Hey, good to have you on today. All right. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson.